Hello, my name is Lynn Thompson, Poet Laureate for the City of Los Angeles, and I'm happy to welcome listeners to this installment of Poems on Air, a podcast supported by the Los Angeles Public Library. Every week, I'll present the work of poets I admire, poets who you should know, and poets who have made a substantial and inimitable contribution to the art and craft of poetry. I was a student at Scripps College in Claremont, California, when Jane Cortez came there to read her poetry. It isn't hyperbole to say it was life-changing for me. I had never seen a young African-American woman read her own poetry, which was, in large part, unpunctuated, lacking in capitalization, and utterly unlike anything I'd been taught to believe poetry had to be. What she gave me on that occasion was permission. Permission to be a poet comfortable with my own voice. Although Jane passed away in New York in 2012, she grew up in Watts, was a founder of the Watts Repertory Theater Company, and is considered a trailblazer for Black female writers. She was an early performance artist with the Fire Spitters, a band she formed with her son. And her poetry was surreal and evocative as it tackled racial and sexual oppression. Today's poem is Rose Solitude by Jane Cortez. Rose Solitude for Duke Ellington. I am essence of rose solitude. My cheeks are laced with cognac. My hips sealed with 5 satin nails. I carry dreams and romance of new fools and old flames between the musk of fat and the side pocket of my mink tongue. Listen to the champagne bubble from this solo. Essence of rose solitude, veteran from Texas, tiger from Chicago. That's me. I cover the shrine of Duke, who, like Satchmo, like Nat King Cole, will never die, because love, they say, never dies. I tell you from stair steps of these navy blue nights, these metallic snakes, these flashing fish skins, and the melodious cry of Shango, surrounded by sorrow, by purple velvet tears, by cockhounds limping from crosses, from turtle-skinned shoes, from diamond-shaped skulls and canes made from dead gazelles, wearing a face of wilting potato plants, of gray and black scissors, of BB shots and 50 red boils. Yes, the whole world loved him. I tell you from suspenders of 2-timing dog odors, from Inca frosted lips, nonchalant legs. I tell you from howling chant of Sister Ursula and the exaggerated hearts of 100 pretty women. They loved him. This world sliding from a single flower into a caravan of heads made into 10,000 flowers. Ask me, essence of rose solitude, chickadee from Arkansas. That's me. I sleep on cotton bones, cottontails, and mellow myself in empty ballrooms. I'm no fly by night. Look at my resume. I walk through the eyes of staring lizards. I throw my neck back to floor show on bumping goat skins in front of my stage fright. I cover the hands of Duke, who, like Satchmo, like Nat King Cole, will never die, because love, they say, never dies. The Los Angeles Poet Laureate was created as a joint program between the city's Department of Cultural Affairs and the Los Angeles Public Library, and this podcast will be available on the library's website. In the future, episodes will be available on iTunes, Google, and Spotify. Thanks for listening.